USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A court filing by prosecutors on Wednesday is ordering convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Shanarev return a $1,400 COVID relief payment he received last summer, along with a small sum of money he has collected over the years. Victim Dr. Scott Weisberg.
It really does not change anything for me because what he took from me, I'm never going to be able to regain.
When you wash away all the propaganda and political posturing, January 6th was a dark day in America's history. As we all realize, mob rule is never the answer. Americans must be able to talk through our problems, both foreign and domestic. It should be noted 57 individuals who played a role in storming the Capitol steps or breaching the Capitol itself are now running for elected office. That number should probably change, as in many states, candidate filing deadlines are still months away. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As conservative voices are being shunned by Silicon Valley's social media platforms, freedom of speech in America will always find a way.
Republicans are starting to make moves to smaller social media sites after Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday after multiple violations of the site's policies on posting coronavirus misinformation, according to Twitter. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in Communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the Games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. I really regret that the leadership in the United States and the IOC has failed these athletes. I love the Olympics like anybody. My mother took me to the LA Olympics. I saw Carl Lewis run. We were sitting in some really high-up seats at the L.A. Coliseum. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. But we shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, almost certainly, that is, this virus was foisted on the world. And then second, not only are we propping up one of the greatest human rights violating leaders in all of recorded history, but we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square, or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I promise you the chance of them getting their exit visa will be low. And those athletes should all know too that Beijing is the most surveilled city in the world. Whether it's their cell phones or their iPads or whatever it is, or something they're saying to someone else, you can bet that the Chinese Communist Party will be able to track everything they do, every place they go, and everything they say, and they will record it. It will be used for Chinese Communist Party purposes for time ongoing.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.